Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Morning, Sydney. Wakey-wakey, hand-off snakey for this big Wednesday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. Hello, Tash. Hello, Kat. Hello, MG.
Good morning.
We'll be joined by Merrick Watts a little later in the program. Everything else is up and running as per normal. And it's time, as always, to crack into a bit of this.
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Mick and MG's Humdinger.
Yep, you got that right, big fella. Anthony's on the line. How are you, Anthony?
Good morning, Mr. Molloy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Did you say Mitch Molloy or Mick Molloy?
Mister.
Mr. Molloy. Mister. Well, I prefer that. We'll keep it formal.
You're
Anthony?
Royal,
now, Anthony, you know how the segment works, right?
I do.
You do. And there's 600 clams up for grabs, all thanks to the good folk at Makita, who know how to spend their money wisely, and they've invested in the greatest radio segment of all time. Anthony, I'm about to hum you a tune. If you're not a complete idiot, will then respond with the title of the song I'm humming, and you walk away a winner. You ready?
Come on.
I'm ready. Ready to go.
Here we go.
Oh,
wow.
You can't do any more.
Can I? No, I've served that up piping hot on a platter. For you, Anthony, the song I've just hummed, of course, is...
Michael, I'm at a blank. I'm just absolutely...
You
can't work that out. You can't think
I really, really can't, my friend. I really, really can't.
Wow. Anthony, I'm very disappointed. You just throw any song there that you can think of. The first song that comes into your mind, it's better than nothing.
It's not the national anthem, that's for sure.
Imagine if everyone rose while I hummed the national anthem. I'm sorry, Anthony. No!
That's okay, Michael. That's all right, mate.
You're calling me Michael. That's the formal. It makes me feel like I'm
in
talking
trouble.
To my mum.
Really?
Yes, I'm in trouble again. Would you like? Would you like a Mick and MG in the morning bum bag?
If that's all right with you guys.
Well, we'd love to give you that. And maybe even a slab of Jetty Road. Would you prefer the lager, the newly minted draft, which is a cracker, or the pale ale?
We'll go the pale ale, mate. A lot of us lads drink the pale. Please.
All right, Hong Kong to the pale, all thanks to Jetty Road. Well done, everybody. And we'll be back here, of course, for a big thank you, most of all, to Makita. Who have once again, they're going to have to up the ante tomorrow, $800.
Here
we go.
Yep.
See you tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you, Makita.
If you do know what that tune is, go to the win page, triplem.com.au. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Checking the latest online. It's Mick Talk.
We have been scouring all the platforms to find out, to lock down, to nail what people are talking about, or what has pierced the psyche of the nation, what's out there in the zeitgeist. Today, bring it, MG. What have you unearthed?
I found something intriguing because I couldn't imagine my mother or my wife ever settling for this type of shenanigans. But a woman in England who's had 2.5 million views of her post said, "I make my husband separate meals because he's so picky, and other parents should take my warning." In other words, she is blaming his mother for never making him eat everything on the plate when he was a kid. Now he's 40 years of age, and he has to have a separate meal from his own kids.
So she cooks for the family, but has to make a separate meal for him.
Yes.
And you're suggesting that wouldn't fly in a lot of households around.
I would say 95% of houses wouldn't fly.
So you wouldn't get away with asking for a special meal?
No.
Hey, doll, I know you're cooking, party pies and frankfurts for the team, but I would prefer a Cornish pasty.
Yeah, no. It's whatever's on the table we eat, basically. And that's what's happened since
I was a kid. Okay. Do you know what? So I don't cook and I'll tell you why. When I grew up, on my own. When I left home and I lived on my own in Carlton. Now, Carlton in Melbourne is a notoriously primarily Italian precinct with a bit of Greek. But I grew up with basically two Italian families living on either side of me and me on my own, and the Italian mothers could not handle
that I lived on my own. Are you joking?
No. So every night they used, whatever they cooked for their family, they would cook for me. And not only that, they would come in and watch me eat it. So they would sit there and she would go, I would be in it. She goes, you eat like a bird. You eat like a bird. And literally shovel food onto my plate. So for this reason, it's why I can't cook to this day. And I used to, and sometimes she would make me a special meal if she thought.
Oh, my gosh. How long did this go on for?
Some time. It was about three of the best years of my life. Well, what about you, Tash? Would you cook a separate meal for someone?
Okay, I hate to admit this, but sometimes I can cook four separate meals per night.
Four?
Just because, well, my youngest son is a very fussy eater and I have a very traumatic event when he was younger. You know, tuna mornay is one of my favourite dishes and my eldest son used to love it. But I remember he as a toddler didn't want to eat it and said, Mummy, it makes me feel sick. And I got quite angry with him and said, look, you've got to eat it. And then he projectile vomited and I found out he was allergic to tuna. So it's very traumatic. So
you're
I cook him a separate meal every night because he doesn't like a majority of what
does he have?
Eat.
Like, is it a simple meal he has or something extravagant?
He doesn't like creamy textures with food. So I will cook him his favorite meal and then I separate the cucumber and the carrot on the plate for him.
Jesus. Oh my God. Do you put a menu out every night and the family sits down?
Yes, I know. There's a lot to unpack, and I feel sorry for their future partners. But anywho.
And you'll notice, Kat, I didn't even bother asking you because you're a sad, lonely woman who microwaves her dinner and eats it on her own every night.
That is not true. I cook beautiful meals, and I have them for about three nights running.
And she cooks seafood on a barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah, I went to a cooking in which you are no longer going to get access to, Mick Molloy. I'm going to cook for the rest of the team.
Yeah, let's go on the roof.
And you make me a separate meal.
some nachos.
Well, I've told you this before. I can't eat mashed pumpkin because my evil grandmother, Nanny Loy, used to make me eat mashed pumpkin. And I did the same thing, projectile vomited one night after she force fed me. And I always, if someone serves me up pumpkin now, I associate it with her flabby upper arms. And they were good. I told you, she's like Batman. She
wings.
She could have won a Birdman rally. Seriously.
Rest in peace, Nana.
The big veal curtains. I used to
my God. Rest in peace, there's so much trauma here.
There's so much trauma.
Anyway. Big shout out to the Italian mums from Cult.
Yeah, make your kids eat what they want.
Look at me now. Those days of eating like a bird are over.